Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind, on time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts, feedback. Just let the man talk.
And welcome to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And today, you guys, so literally on June 8th, we got the reveal of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That's right. MW2 is finally back, baby. All right, so here's the deal. I watched the trailer. I got a very first impression. Also, there's also some other things that are in there, such as news and opinions of other people, such as JGOT and FaZe Jev, who actually expanded onto something. So I was looking around, you know, reading articles and stuff like that for this podcast. I am currently recording this the night before it's supposed to be released. I have been doing that a lot lately because I want to bring to you guys the newest and the brightest, and as well as what is something that people have been talking about for probably just the last couple of hours to you guys. So with that, you guys, before we actually get into it, I actually want to thank you guys everything for the hashtag NorCal recruit, or the hashtag NorCal tour challenge. But also today, Respawn Products is going to be releasing Respawn Recruits. I am super excited. This is the fourth time that they have done this. I've done every single one. I feel like this is going to be the one that I actually get onto being a partner of Respawn Products. Now, if you don't know what Respawn Products are, they are a chair company as well as a desk company. I am currently sitting in the RSP 110. So it's got a little, you know, it leans back a little bit. It also has the footrest onto it and everything like that. It's very comfortable. I love it. It's a good chair. It's a big chair for my big self and everything like that. I sit here comfortably and it's indestructible. I've had cats climb on it, a dog climb on it. It's been through everything. It's been through hell and back, and I love this chair. It's still holding strong. So with that, you guys, I will be going through Respawn Recruits, the NorCal Tour Challenge, as well as the Rising Summer for Rising NorCal. I'm still doing all that, so nothing's changing. Also, you guys, we are going to start bringing on some special guests here in the next couple of weeks. I think we might have our very first one this upcoming, or next week's podcast. We will be actually doing it this weekend. So with that, you guys, make sure you guys are just going to be keeping up here on the channel of the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. But again, today we are going to be talking about Modern Warfare 2, as well as some other things such as what could be happening with Warzone 2. So with that, you guys, let's get right into today's podcast, and I will catch you guys on the other side. Alrighty, guys, here we are. So we had the trailer to Modern Warfare 2 2022. That's a big thing to actually say right there. Drop just the other day. And to be quite honest, I'm really excited. More than usual, actually. So the video is about it's about a minute 45 to a minute 50 long. It seems like a lot of it was from the campaign and everything, which I'm okay with. Most of these things come out from the campaign. And let me tell you guys, I am super excited. It brings back a little bit of nostalgia because Modern Warfare 2, the original, is actually where I got my start in Call of Duty. Okay. Now, if you guys are checking me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Tyler. MCD65 underscore hashtag ad hashtag plug. Then you guys have probably noticed that I'm playing a lot more Apex. I'm probably playing community games such as Jackbox and Among Us. I haven't really been touching too much Call of Duty, and that's because to me, I feel like multiplayer has really hit a roadblock when it comes to skill-based matchmaking, as well as the maps that they're choosing and stuff like that. It's just not that great. It's not that fun. I'm not having a fun time on multiplayer. When it comes to Warzone, I mean, Caldera kind of just, I'm just being blunt when I say this, it sucks. Plain and simple. And when it comes to actually playing Rebirth, I mean, you're playing with a lot of rats and stuff like that. And you actually have to camp to actually get a win nowadays. I mean, it's kind of sad to say, but you really do. You have to camp your ass off just to get a win. So for me, Call of Duty has really just hit a bad roadblock, you know, and cheaters are running rampant in the game. I don't personally think Ricochet is actually working. That's just my personal opinion, because every time I play with somebody with a higher KD than me, and let's just say on Rebirth, I do have like a 1.5 or so, maybe a 1.2 now because I've been playing like shit before I fully left, but it's just not that great. Honestly, like, I'm not enjoying myself. But when I actually looked at this trailer, it brought back a lot of nostalgia, my excitement for the game, all the different guns that look like they're coming back. You know, and it looks like it's going to be one of the greatest Call of Duties out there. I feel like the hype behind Modern Warfare 2 is huge. And a lot of that goes to the success of what the 2019 Modern Warfare actually pulled off. And a lot of that comes into how good the game actually was. Excuse me. A lot of people did not like Modern Warfare for some reason. And I'm okay with them saying that. It wasn't the great game. You know, BO4 was a hell of a lot better than Modern Warfare. BO4 is definitely a hell of a lot better than Cold War. And I hate to tell you, but Cold War is even better than Vanguard, but I don't like Cold War or Vanguard. That's just my personal opinion. Those are my opinions, and if you don't like it, then that's fine. I'm here not getting paid for my opinion. I'm giving my opinion as I state here on this, you know, podcast. If you guys want to listen, you guys are more than welcome to. If you don't want to listen and you hate my opinions and you think they suck, well, then how about you just leave me a review and tell me that, hey, your opinion sucks. Or you can go to my Twitter @TheWolf'sDenPod on Twitter. And you can tell me, hey, your opinion sucks. Cold War and Vanguard are better than any other Call of Duty out there. Tell me. But I challenge you to. And if you actually agree with my opinion, well, then how about you hit up my Twitter and tell me, hey, I agree with your opinion. I don't care. But my question when it comes to all of this is, what's your opinion on the Modern Warfare 2 hype? Now, there's some details out there as well, like, we can start pre-ordering because Warzone, the menu for Warzone has changed to where it's including the pre-orders to it. And there's three tiers to it, and I think that the skins that you're going to get if you were to get the Vault Edition are actually pretty freaking cool, actually. I think getting the Task Force 141 is, you know, all those skins. Those are some pretty good looking skins for a release, you know. So we're now 140 days. As of yesterday, as of this recording, it was 141 days, you know. Task Force 141. Get it? So that's when it's going to release. It's October 28th. But when I watched the trailer, my first impressions were all the different guns that are coming back, the look of the game, and just the way things are. You know, it looks like that you're just going to be able to do all these different tricks, all these different moves with it. Hopefully when it comes to the actual gameplay, it actually stays true to what the trailer actually looks like. That was probably one of the things when it came to BO4, when that trailer released, the gameplay actually looked and felt like how it actually did. You know, when it came to the trailer, it looked like it would be fun. You can do all these different moves with all these specialists and everything like that. Let's just hope when it comes to Modern Warfare 2, the way it looks and the way it looks like it's going to feel stays true to how expectations are pretty high, honestly, especially with Cold War and Vanguard being so bad. So that's just my first impressions. I'm actually looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to playing the campaign. I'm looking forward to multiplayer. I'm looking forward to it all. So, but with that, you guys, we do have some news when it comes to a couple different things, such as the evolved gunsmith, as well as the swimming mechanics. Now, JGod and FaZe Jev both put out their opinions, and it's coming from CharlieIntel.com. But with that, you guys, we're actually going to hit up to a ad real quick. I will see you guys on the other side of that ad. And we will actually be discussing what exactly they are talking about here. And let me just tell you, they are not too impressed. Hey, do you suck at sleeping? And if you say yes to that question, then I have the perfect solution for you without using melatonin or any type of drugs. It is simply just blue light glasses. That's right, blue light glasses by Gamer Advantage, to be honest. Now, the reason why Gamer Advantage is because they are the only clinically proven number one blue light glasses in the entire world that have proven facts that their glasses actually work. Now, the reason why these glasses actually work is because of the technology of how they make their lenses. The blue light blocking technology that is put into the lenses are used to actually help penetrate and keep blue light from going into your eyes, which if that happens, then you start producing less melatonin, which means you don't sleep better at night. And the reason for that is because blue light is literally everywhere in your monitors, your screens, and your phones, your TVs, anywhere like that that has blue light, it is going to affect you no matter what time of the day, which means that your body is not producing the melatonin that you need to sleep. Not only that, but they are also very fashionable and they are stylish. Okay, you're going to look like a nice, sexy beast wearing these glasses. And I will tell you right now, these glasses, I have three pairs now. I just recently got the brand new Horizon pink colored glasses. And let me tell you, pink might not be for everybody, but I do wear an outfit on stream that this outfit will actually work great with these glasses. Not only that, they have two separate type of lenses. They have the suppressors, which are made for casual gaming and light amount of in front of the monitors and the screens and stuff like that. Or they even have the sleeper glasses, which I am wearing currently right now, that are for the hardcore gamers or those that spend a long period of time in front of monitors and stuff like that. And that way you can get the right lens for the amount of time that you're in front of monitors and everything else like that. Recently, Gamer Advantage has started to collab with another Michigan brand out there to create recycled frames from water bottles from the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, right here in my home state. So why don't you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and check out what they have and see what your loadout would be and the perfect glasses for you. All right, and if you guys use code 65 at checkout, you guys will save 10% off your entire purchase. And not only that, they do now officially ship worldwide, other than Australia. Australia is still having problems when it comes to COVID and stuff like that, as well as taking in shipments. So right now, Australians, I am sorry for you guys right now, but they are currently in the works of trying to get their stuff over to you guys. But at this point, it's between Gamer Advantage, the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government. Don't worry, they are going to work on it. But now that they are officially shipped in the U.K., as well as everywhere else in the entire world, you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save 10% off your entire purchase and enjoy those stylish and fashionable, best, number one clinically proven blue light glasses in the entire world right now. And that way you guys can start sleeping better today. Alrighty, you guys, welcome back. we got some news about, you know, like the gunsmith and everything like that, the mechanics of it and what it actually entails. And let me tell you, before I even get into, you know, J-Gon and FaZe Jeff both talking about it, I think it's fucking ridiculous. It's the biggest fucking joke of all time, honestly. So let's just get into it. This is from charlieintel.com. Charlie Intel is a awesome Call of Duty site. That's all they focus on is Call of Duty. It starts out by saying Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is looking to take the franchise to the next level with Warzone 2.0 multiplayer and new features such as swimming mechanics and an evolved gunsmith. Fans finally have more details on the way in which Gunsmith will work in Modern Warfare 2, but unfortunately some big players in the community, such as J-God and FaZe Jeff, aren't too impressed. The Gunsmith returns in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but this time it has some new features that Activision details in their reveal blog. as well as bringing the firing range back for players to test their loadouts before entering a match. MW2 will also introduce a new attachment tuning feature, which puts even more emphasis on gun customization. So when I first actually saw this, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, just wait. Here we go. This is a feature that FaZe Jeff seems most concerned about, stating in a recent video that it completely goes against what the fuck they are saying about keeping it simple. FaZe Jeff feels the attachment tuning feature will actually complicate things further, making class setup customization literally infinite, as players can supposedly tune the weight and length of attachments and more. Okay, that's what I thought was a freaking joke. If you can literally fine tune everything, literally everything, that's a freaking problem, man. Like, what in the hell is Activision doing? They want to keep things simple, but yet they're going right back. FaZe Jeff literally spoke my words for me. He spoke my words for me. This is a joke, man. Because now it literally, there's so much stuff out there. There's so many attachments in these games now that literally, if you can fine tune literally every fine detail of things, that's a problem, dude. Now, J-God. All right, now, if you don't know who J-God is, let me tell you guys something. If you don't know who J-God is, you're not a Call of Duty fan, okay? First and foremost, J-God is the reason why meta guns are meta guns. He literally is a stat collector when it comes to these guns. He can tell you which guns are the best to use, in what situations, what attachments you need to be using, and everything like that. He needs to be hired by Activision, because then he can literally fix whatever guns are broken. And if they're so broken, he can fix them. I guarantee you. Like, at that point, you can use whatever gun you want, because there won't be a true meta. He will be the reason if Activision was to hire him. All right? So make sure you guys follow him on YouTube. J-God on YouTube. And make sure you guys subscribe to him. He's just a god. He's a Call of Duty god. But, as I said, he is also the guy that he can make attachments and everything and tell you which ones fit best and what makes a gun meta. And I'm saying any gun. J-God also has concerns regarding the gunsmith in Modern Warfare 2, tweeting that he disliked the confusion with gunsmith / create a class. The Warzone stats expert main dislike is that we don't have enough information about the gunsmith, which is leading to confusion. Can't be worse than the 10 attachment Vanguard, LOL. Yes, that's a real tweet that he put out. Now, for a guy that's job on YouTube is to literally figure out which are the best attachments and stuff like that for a gun, and what guns are best when it comes to playing the games, especially Warzone, because that seems to be the number one thing, so he's been hard focusing on Warzone. His job just got so much harder, man. And I'm not talking like 5 times, 10 times. I'm talking like a million times, because the customization is endless. And I'm talking endless. If you can change like kilograms or the ounces or whatever on an attachment of the weight of it and the length of it by, you know, centimeters to inches and stuff like that, these things are going to be so hard to figure out. This is going to be an infinite amount of customization when it comes to the gunsmith, and it might actually not be a good thing. So the article continues, and it's almost over. It's currently unclear exactly how this attachment tuning feature will impact a weapon's performance, but it has the potential to make class setups a lot more complicated due to the number of possibilities. Keep in mind that none of this is final, and the gunsmith will likely go through changes up until the game's launch. So that's just how it is, you know, and I feel like this is not keeping it simple. This is not keeping it easy or anything like that. It's actually making things so much worse. But guys, we're going to do one more quick ad break here. And when we come back, we're going to do one more discussion in the news about how Modern Warfare 2 won't have a zombies mode. So make sure you guys are stay tuning, because I do have the article here. It's also from Charlie Intel. And I'll catch you guys on the other side of this break. Are you guys sick and tired of having sweaty hands in those lobbies when you guys need to be extra sweaty? You're in such a gunfight and you literally had the guy down to one shot, but you ended up dying because your hand ended up slipping or your finger slipped off the analog stick or something. Well, then I have the perfect solution for you. It is Gamer Goo, the number one anti-sweat hand lotion for your hands. They block sweat at the source. And on top of it, you guys, they have multiple different scents. So that way you guys can also have a good smell when you're gaming in those super sweaty lobbies. If you guys don't know what Gamer Goo is exactly, again, it does stop sweat in your hands that stop you from literally having slip ups on the analogs. And your hands can have a better grip to the controller. If you guys don't know what scent that you actually want to use, personally, I love peppermint. It is my favorite scent, but I also enjoy the cherry blossom as well as the teak wood. But if you guys don't know what scent you really want when it comes to all these different scents that they have, you guys can get a sample pack for a very, very low price to try out all the different scents to see which one is your favorite. And on top of it, you guys, if you guys were to use code 65 at checkout, at GamerGoo.com, you guys can save 10% off your entire purchase, matter where you're at, and you guys can actually start stopping sweat at the source using Gamer Goo right now. And welcome back to the podcast, you guys. So, as I said before, Call of Duty is not getting a zombies mode, and as somebody that doesn't play zombies, I'm actually disappointed in it for myself and for many, many people that I do know. They love zombies, especially when it comes to the camo grind. It just was never truly my thing, but I can definitely respect the people that do love it and everything like that. So let's get into this. This is also from CharlieIntel.com as well. And the article goes, Call of Duty fans received a ton of new information to dissect on June 8th as details involving Modern Warfare 2 were released to the public. Expectations are high for Infinite Ward developed title as new features like swimming and... Making sure I'm not on the wrong article. Expectations are high for Infinite Ward as developed title as new features like swimming and attachment tuning bring innovation to the franchise. So actually, as this part was happening, you guys, my PC decided to give out on me and stuff like that, and my recording just went to shit during this segment, so I'm pretty much redoing this whole thing. I had to restart the PC and change a couple things, so I do apologize and stuff like that, you guys. So if I sound a little bit different than what I did before, well, there's your reason right there. But I sounded the same when I did all the testing. It took about an hour. Players can also expect to enjoy two new modes called Knockout and Prisoner Rescue. We also know that Gunfight will be returning post-launch. Now, personally, I love Gunfight. It's one of my favorite modes. When it came to Modern Warfare 2019, it was really fun, especially when it came to custom lobbies and stuff that I used to host all the time. It made it so much fun. So I'm actually looking forward to having Gunfight back. But Knockout and Prisoner Rescue, now that's two different things. I love seeing two new game modes and everything like that in a game. Especially Call of Duty, because then it keeps the game a little bit fresh and it gives it its own personal like type of thing. And if it's loved by the community, it will make a return some other time. While some classic Call of Duty modes will return, Infinite Ward confirmed that Zombies mode will not appear in Modern Warfare 2. I'm not even going to try and pronounce these names. I've already said that once before in the first recording, but I'm not doing it in this recording right here. Since whatever the hell map it's called, and World at War, and whatever the hell map it's called in Black Ops, Call of Duty fans have come to enjoy everything the survival-based Zombies mode has to offer. While recent iterations of the mode have fallen below fans' high expectations, some were hopeful that a Zombies mode would be included in Modern Warfare 2. Most players would suggest that zombies not appearing in the Infinite Ward developed Call of Duty title is obvious, but it wouldn't be the first time this occurred. After all, a zombies mode was included in Infinite Ward's Infinite Warfare. While there While there was always a possibility, it was truly a long shot, and IW have dashed all hopes after confirming that there will be no Zombies mode in MW2. IW have instead developed a new Special Ops mode, which has been their traditional third mode in the past. However, in Modern Warfare 2, players will have more than just three modes to dissect. While there won't be a Zombies mode in Modern Warfare 2, players will still have their hands full with the modes on offer. Classic multiplayer modes will be present along with several new modes. Furthermore, Warzone 2 is confirmed to have a 2022 release date, and players will likely have a lot to discover with the rumored DMZ mode on the horizon. All right, so I don't know what DMZ mode is, but I'm actually excited because, again, new modes gives the game its own classic, you know, type of feel and stuff like that when it comes to the modes, because if it's over and over and over again that we're looking at the same modes and we're playing the same modes, it can actually get a little boring. So having new modes like Knockout and Prisoner Rescue, as well as DMZ mode, that is actually going to be pretty cool. It's going to be badass, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, but that's going to wrap up the podcast here, you guys. Again, this is the second recording of this segment when it comes to the zombies, so I guess I'll have to say all this again. Thank you guys, first off, for coming by the podcast and for keeping up with the support and everything like that. We will have guests be coming on here soon. Next week's guest, we should be recording it this upcoming weekend, but next week's guest is none other than Carnage Clan's own backwards controller player, UDG. Now, I'm actually excited to have UDG on, so if you guys need to, make sure you guys subscribe, like, follow, whatever you guys need to do, so that way you guys don't miss that podcast next week. And with that, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Wolf's Den podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. I appreciate you guys. Have a good week. And happy reveal week. I'll see you guys in the next one.